Blog Talk Radio.
Well, she don't have to pay because it's going to the appellate court. So that's where it's going right now. And speaking about the appellate court, Larry Reed went live and he said that Ogre does an amazing job when it comes towards the appeal, that she is an appeal queen, that she know how to she know how to do amazing with the appeals. So that's something that's going on when it comes to that. So she said that she don't have to pay, and she's definitely pick it up and everything like that. Okay. All right, so some people have sent it to Storm Monroe. He's not addressing it at all. Okay, she wants to release it for free because talking about Kim Kardashian's son being able to see her S-tape with RJ throwing an ad on Redlock. She wanted to release it for free because Paris Hinton did, but he convinced her Ray J not to. She said the Kardashians are liars and opportunists. Okay, so they're definitely talking about that. So we have the phone lines open up, anybody want to call in. All right, 0235.
Listen, I agree with Tasha K. I think that Tia Thurston did shade her, not just with the infamous comment, but they tried to make her like a villain that whole episode about the whole Cardi B case. So I'm not surprised at all. TS is very messy. And I don't even think that she even wanted – I think it was someone behind the scenes that wanted Tasha K to look like the villain, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, that whole infamous comment, you know, threw me off because when somebody called you infamous, they're literally giving you an insult because they could say she's famous, but T.S. Madison said infamous. And but people can argue that T.S. Madison is infamous when it comes to women because she said, you know, when she made a joke about the whole maxi pad when the lady was on her cycle, and T.S. Madison made a joke about the lady on her cycle. Is that infamous? So I'm just saying, when you put that out there, that opens up Pandora's box for people to say, okay, you may be infamous as well.
Exactly. It's very hypocritical. And listen, the reason why Tasha K gave Lovely T a good chunk of her subscribers to Lovely T, because Tasha K said in an interview like 8 months after they fell out, Tasha K said that she helped Lovely T do her videos, and that was the reason why she got so many subscribers. So, because I looked back at her old videos before they fell out, and they're very different. So I could definitely see Tasha K helping her out with that.
I feel you on that. And you know, because obviously Lovely T just went on StreamYard. She used to have the production. She used to have the desk and the mics and the whole backdrop. But now she just go on StreamYard like the rest of the up-and-coming YouTubers. You would expect her at that level would not be on StreamYard. She would be on a whole nother site. So we're going to definitely keep you all updated about Tasha K. And also to give you more details of why she's at a million. And we should celebrate that.
Yeah, definitely. And to me, she's just boring. She's just boring. Lovely T, even if she gets messy, she's still boring. She's not like Armand. Armand, people don't watch for his personality, but they'll watch for his antics and his drags. And he gives a good drag. I'm not going to deny that. But Lovely T, she's just boring all the way around. Everyone watches for the topics, not her. And I think that's the problem, why she hasn't got to a million yet.
I heard that. Well, we thank you so very much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, the number is 646-716-8447. Anonymous, you live on air.
Wiley. Hello, Brother Wiley. How are you today?
Doing wonderful.
I'm just wondering why you don't have any shame in your game flip-flopping like that. I love you. I love
Well,
Tasha K.
I said in an interview that Tasha K did amazing. I said also that the infamous, I didn't agree with the infamous part. I did not agree with that. And of course, we'll definitely do another full breakdown because that is shade. And I didn't like the Sophia part. That was a hot mess because let's be clear, Tasha K brought in the most views. We all can agree on that. She brought in the most views for that product for Foxhold. Foxhold is not used to getting that many views. They're just not. You know, when T.S. Madison released her full show, it only got 16,000 hits, right? A 4-hour production. She had about all those people in the show. But when she released Tasha K part, almost 200,000 views.
Well, we know Tasha's going to bring the views. That's not even a question, right? But you, listen, I remember the day before the verdict came out with Cardi B. You were like, Tasha's going to win this case, and her lawyers are doing great. The next day, she lost, and you went and ripped Ogre. And I'm just like, you have
well,
no shame
well,
in your game.
Well, Ogre, definitely, I'm hearing, according to Dr. Larry Reed, you know, you get updated information. He said that Ogre is really great when it comes to appeals. So we definitely going to see about that. She will win an appeal process, and I've always put that out there that Tasha K win an appeal process. If she doesn't, we will sell those chicken dinners because we believe in myself. And I definitely talked to a lot of attorneys all over the country, talked to an attorney today from Washington, D.C., and they looked over the case word for word. They said Tasha K have a 99% chance of winning in the appeal process. Some even said 100%. So that's just amazing. We talking to these great attorneys, these powerful legal minds when it comes to that because defamation is hard to prove. And I don't think Cardi B proved her case. And so we definitely going to see how this is going to play out in the appeal process. We definitely going to see how to play in the appeal process. And Tasha K have my full support.
Well, that's clear. We know she has your support, as she should. If my man don't rock for me the way you rock for Tasha, I don't want him. But I just want to say, I watched your recap of the interview, and you were just glowing, saying it was awesome, it was amazing. Now Tasha has a problem with the interview, and now you're going to try to go in on T.S. Keep that same energy, by the way.
If you listen to the show, I went in on T.S. Madison. I think the show was literally a train wreck of ideas. If you listen to my full recap, we got into T.S. Madison and said, this is, you know, you should just stick to just interviewing one person. But it was so much of stuff that she had going on. And she was in a car. The car wasn't moving. And, of course, if y'all want to see that review or that recap, you could definitely go review it. So, definitely, I gave my full opinion. But right now, as I slept on it and I'm thinking about it, and now the queen has spoke on it, I have other thoughts. And I'm going to sleep on it again because we definitely will address this once I get a beautiful big breakfast. I'm definitely going to come back and give a part two of my recap of that interview.
Yeah, get that big breakfast and that big breakfast gown. We'd love to see it. Good night, Wiley.
Yes, thank you so very much. But that'll let you know that people are watching and they're having their thoughts across, okay? Anonymous, you're live on air.
Hello, good night, Wiley. I am just trying to answer the question from the title as far as the subscribers for Lovely Tea. Is that okay? Versus
yes,
Tasha
sir.
K. What I think is, though Lovely Tea tried to separate herself from the drama by not funding to people, that has been a hindrance for her. Though people think that when they criticize Tasha K's every move that is hurting her, it's actually helping her. I mean, we saw yesterday how many bloggers who dislike her came live based on just a rumor. That is helping her, you know. So the fact that she's so controversial versus Lovely T, who, I mean, has she ever jaywalked, you know? Nobody really talks about Lovely T. I think Lovely T thought if she stays away from drama, then, you know, but the drama actually helps Tasha that way, you know. Also, Lovely T blocks people. That's another genius move that Tasha decided she wasn't going to do, no matter what. she will not block anybody. So the haters, even if they dislike her, they keep coming back because they know they can talk freely in her chat, right, without consequence. And the third point is Lovely T is not down to earth. Tasha K is usually in the ghettos of YouTube. Wiley, you know that, you know? Though she has so many followers, she's never presented herself as to Sadidi. Can be, you know, you can describe her as that. So all that has played toward, in addition to Tasha K having great content and breaking the exclusives, which is the main reason, and staying on task, she has these other factors which makes her more exposed, I should say. Anyway, thank you, Wiley. Have a good night.
I thank you for giving your thoughts about it. And I got people all over the country going to review this. We got about 10 or 20,000 people are going to give their thoughts. We are live, 646-716-8447. 1-881, call you on air.
Can you hear me okay right now, Wally?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, this is Ebony Man 2K. I'm a YouTuber and I do commentary as well. And I'm curious, are you trolling Tasha? Or are you for real about what you say about her?
Excuse me, are you new watching The Wally Show?
Yeah, I am, because I can't figure out, because what you're saying about Tasha is way off, and I'm wondering, are you trolling her or are you really supporting her?
I'm a supporter. What do you mean that I'm way off? What do you mean?
Okay, I'm going to run through it, right? I won't be long. So let's talk about the million subs, right? Now,
okay.
If Tasha is hitting, if she keep going back and hitting the million subs multiple times, then that means she must be losing subs and then gaining them right back, and then losing them again and gaining them right back, and then losing them again and gaining them right back. What's the big accomplishment about hitting a million subs five times?
No, she didn't hit it five times. It's not correct. She hit it twice. She didn't hit it five times. She hit it twice.
Okay, so what's the accomplishment of hitting something, going losing, and then hitting it back again?
Okay, due to the fact it was an error, a glitch in the computers, and whatever
going
on.
It
was definitely a glitch. And definitely reached a million again. It be glitches like that. They do a whole thing with the glitches and stuff like that.
Ain't nobody else glitching like that. Stop it, bro. She lost. She lost, bro.
I don't know. It was a glitch. I don't think she lost stuff. People subscribe to a thing, and then they go and check, and they get unsubscribed. It's a glitch, and she reached it again. Why are you not happy for her success? I'm not understanding that.
Okay, no. There is no success with Tasha. She is a hamster in a wheel. And what you're saying is BS, man. I follow Tasha.
No.
She lost subs. There's no glitch, no system. And one more thing
honestly, in business, you lose, you gain, and you get gains. A good businessman, you lose. Some days you have a good day at the stock market.
No, sir. A good business don't lose.
Every YouTuber lose subscribers.
Tasha.
Every YouTuber lose subscribers. I've known a lot of white YouTubers of hundreds of thousands
white
of subscribers.
People.
So
hold
on 1 second. Plenty of them in the beauty sector, you lose hundreds of thousands of subscribers. So this is not uncommon that Unwind Touch K lost about 200 subscribers. Not uncommon. She only lost
200. You mean 200,000?
No, it wasn't 200,000. She only lost 200 subscribers, and she gained her 200 subscribers.
Wait. You're saying that Tasha only lost 200 subs. That's what you're saying.
She only lost 200 subscribers, and that's what I saw. So
Wally,
you're
not even making common sense. I'm going to move on to one more point. Okay, and YouTube is really not about subs anyway. You know what it's really about? It's about daily views. Tasha only gets about 100,000 daily views, and that's 10% of the million. Half of those million subs she got died in a YouTube plane crash.
That's not true. She get hundreds of thousands, 900, a million.
Wiley, you don't know what you're talking about, bro. She only gets 100,000 views a day. That means only 10% of her subs are active.
When she did her episode, when she came out And she told the world what happened with the Sue and how she's going to fight to the end. It got over 30 million hits. She is a very, very active on YouTube. She gets millions of people on there, and that's how it goes, sir.
No, she does not. On a daily basis, she only gets 100,000. What are you talking, Wally?
Every subscriber, due to people passing away, this is a pandemic. People are not interested.
Wally, it's 10% of the million. Only 100,000. Go to her page and look at her daily views. It's only 100,000.
It's about 80,000 people a minute watch her content. She get minutes.
That's a lot. Wally, man, go somewhere. Anyway, here's my point. Here's my point, Wally. Here's my point. With less subs, hold up, Wally.
Are you subscribed to her channel?
Yes, but listen to me. With less subs, Lovely T has more daily views than Tasha K, and that's facts.
That's not facts.
With less subs, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, Wally. We're not going to do that. With less subs, Lovely T has more views than Tasha.
Tasha K get more views than Lovely T.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
That's the truth, sir.
That's a lie. You go to both channels. Lovely T. No, sir. That's a lie. Lovely T gets more views with less subs.
Are you Lovely T husband or something? Because you
No. I know how to read, nigga. Wally, no, sir. I tell your viewers to go to their channels.
You must be Lovely T.
No, sir. No, I know how to read. I know how to add, nigga. No, Wally, I know how to add, nigga.
I gotta let you go. You can't say the N word over here. 1510, caller, you on the air. 1510, caller, you on the air. Hello. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. 2741, caller, you on the air.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey, we live.
We definitely live. Okay, now, you know I love you. I'll call in. I am a Wiley fan. However, I'm about to shake up you in this chat. You know good and well, don't you lose no credibility back for Tasha. Now, you know good and well Tasha is, you putting too much on it. And you do know that all kings and queens do not have good histories. You know, kings and queens aren't necessarily upstanding people. They've been in history, they're known for not being shit. So she might be a queen. But for the most part, she lie, man. She be lying. She don't take accountability for nothing. For nothing. Now it's TS fault. It's everybody's fault but hers. Come on, man. Tasha got to chill. Now, if they take her YouTube channel for not following the federal judge's orders, then what? What the queen going to do if she gets what I'm
used to? This is an appeal process. Tasha K definitely listens to. She has the best attorneys that money can buy. They definitely been defending court cases all over the Supreme Court.
We definitely believe
Olga is definitely going to do a great job in the appeal process. She's one of the best attorneys that money can buy.
It ain't either.
Ma'am,
no, she ain't.
I spoke to Larry Reed. He has millions of dollars.
He ain't shit either. Just because he got millions of dollars.
Hold on one second. Language. We don't do no bad language over here. He have millions of dollars, and he was represented by Ogre, and actually they won in the appeal process.
Larry Reed, what $1 million don't make you a good person?
She has
It's
about protecting the bag. That Ogre definitely protect that bag. And they definitely won in the appeal process.
Oh,
she has multiple cases on there. But that doesn't mean anything, ma'am. They're in the appeal process. That could be thrown out. And if Tasha K wanted to pay that $4 million a day, she could write the check today. But it's the principle. She's going to fight this to the appeal. And I hope that you, as a black woman, will stand with that sister and stand mm-hmm. with a woman mm-hmm. that employed hundreds of black women that work for the company.
I stand by
you should be standing by that black woman, honestly. to be honest.
She lied. She tearing down another woman. Black, white, or indifferent. You don't go around lying on people. You don't go around tearing other women down just for clicks and views, especially when she almost 10 years younger than you. You know what I'm saying? You, man, don't do that. That girl had postpartum's real. You hear me? And all of that real, just because money don't change the fact that we are human beings. You know what I'm saying? That we still are emotional. You know what I'm saying? We still are, we are beings, and money don't change that. You know, that shit, I'm sorry, that stuff easy come, easy go. You cannot tear other people down by any means necessary. You can have an opinion, speak on it, and keep going, but for you to just keep dragging and dragging, and then you keeping the lie alive. Oh, I got inside information from family and friends. Who? You sat there and said you lied. The judges were getting frustrated with Olga talking about having her disbarred.
That's not true. She have, if they wanted her
okay,
disbarred,
well, correct me when I'm wrong.
A lot of that has just been a bunch of lies. You're listening to a bunch of liars that was in the courtroom. Truth is, Tasha K was winning in court, and unfortunately, due to the judge loving Cardi B and that celebrity, due to the, you know, let's speak about it, the jury loving this celebrity, they went on with Cardi B. But let's be clear, Tasha K is going to win an appeal process, and I hope that you bring that same energy when she went in that appeal process. When that $4 million get thrown out, I hope that you call in. Mm-hmm.
I will. But let me have one more thing. Okay, so if I'm listening to a bunch of liars that were in the courtroom, who are you listening to say that they're lying?
Truth bears. The truth.
Who knows the truth?
The truth. I have people that, and they're, all they do is speak the truth, and they're very
maybe
good,
they lying.
Reliable,
maybe they lying.
Reliable sources, and they came and they gave me the truth, and we thank them for their support.
Wiley, good night. I can't wait till you get off this subject.
We've been on plenty other subjects. You ain't hardly called in. We talked about the name. We talked about Ebby.
I didn't catch that. But I'm so glad he locked up, though.
Okay.
I'm so glad they got him. Oh, yeah.
All right.
But I'll call back on that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
thank you so
later.
Much. All right. Bye-bye. She halfway asleep trying to get me together, and we talked about a plethora of subject, but due to the fact that my producer, shout out to Quan, shout out to Shaquika, shout out to Pookie them for telling me to put this title together, got y'all calling in the middle of the night. Let's go to the phone line. 5734, calling you on the air.
It's ruining the world. What's going on, my guy? Hey, it's Sparkle be in the place to be, guys.
Okay, I gotta let you go because you're doing too much. 1510.
Hi, Wally.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
I like your show.
Thank you.
You're doing good. I don't know what's going on with everybody giving you hate.
Because it's a title they doesn't like. My producers, we came up with that title. Shout out to Pookie them and Shaquan and them for helping me to put this title together. Oh, it's just an amazing. It's just really, really amazing.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say keep doing you, and we love you over here.
Thank you so very much for your support. All right. Thank you. I do. We do have my staff that has been so busy reaching out to Storm Monroe. He have declined to comment about the case. I mean, not case. Comment about the comments that Tasha K made. He have respectfully declined to make a statement. 0235.
Wally, I just have to address that caller for a second because she was really getting me mad. Like, girl, stop trying to make Tasha K the villain. Stop trying to act like Cardi B is so innocent. Aren't you forgetting that she just doxxed a YouTuber like a month ago? Are you forgetting that she is in these other court cases of her being messy? Like, stop it. Like, you're defending a woman that literally has name-called you. Like, is name-called your race, and you're going to defend her? I don't know. Mm. I'm done. That's all I got to say. Bye.
Bye-bye. yeah, so this show, you don't know who's going to call in. I mean, we had some callers calling all over across the country. We even had lovely TX boyfriend to call in to give their thoughts. Yes, they act like Cardi B is baby Jesus. The way that they be defending her. Oh, it's just amazing. Yes, just call us, get it ahead of us together. Tell her, call us, say, I love this show. If this your first time watching the Wiley Show, hey, this is what we do over here. We give you the most exclusive interviews, exclusive topics, and we definitely break it down. And another reason why Tasha K got more followers than Lovely T is because Tasha K understood the assignment. Give the people the mess. I'm going to say it again. Give the people the mess. This is the main reason why she got a million, because she's giving the people the mess. Shout out to Erica. She said, this is my first time tuning into the mess. Absolutely. Give the people the mess. People don't want to just see you reporting like you on CNN, MSNBC. They want to see the mess. I said, yeah. All right. 9542, caller, you on the air.
Hey, Wiley, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I worked 8 hours. It doesn't even look like it because I'm here giving y'all the mess.
You're running on adrenaline right now.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. These people are so, I mean, they are really, really like, how could you say that, Wiley? She lost the case. She has 4 babies. I mean, my God, listen, this is your commentary. You feel like comparing her to another big YouTuber. It's not like you're comparing her to somebody beneath her. You're comparing her to somebody who's kind of on level. She has her own little following. And you're just comparing the two. And that's it. But these people are just like, oh, my God, that guy. I was like, oh, my goodness. He feel, I think he's going to fight you if you ever see him. He is so upset. And he must be lovely to you something. I don't know. He must be a husband, boyfriend. He's something. But anyway, yeah. I was just here while I was listening to the show. I'm glad I stayed up.
I'm glad you stayed up. And mind you, I was so tired, and I said, hey, I wasn't even going to do the live. I was going to do pre-recorded. But some told me, do the live. And I was talking to Pookie and them, my producers. Some of them just got out of prison. And now they said, man, you got to do the live. You got to do the live. And I said, okay, man. I ain't even take off my scrubs. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do the live. And I'm glad I did because they are coming out of the Whitworth calling me in the middle of the night.
Yes. Yes, Wiley. You got freaking over 400 people in here. I love it.
Have
a good one, Wiley.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Oh, man. Bye-bye. Anonymous, you live on air.
How you doing?
I see you ain't. Hey, you can go on over there and troll again. She done put her kids down. Now she want to troll. Like, ma'am, come on now. Because she put her kids down. Oh, now I'm about to troll the Wiley Show. Stop it. And then she's going to call in regular. Well, I believe Tasha K is amazing. And then the kids in the back, she put them kids down. Now she want to troll. Oh, come on. And she don't call it to no other show but the Wiley Show. She don't call it to no other show but the Wiley Show. No other show. But the Wiley Show. And she just be trolling me? Why does she troll me like that? Why does she do that? She loves me. All right. Thank you all so very much. This is the Wiley Show, and I know we're going to get some more comments. I need you. Once this video is done, leave us a comment. Let me know how I've done. I love the comments. I read the comments. It helped make the show better. Y'all requested I go live, talk about Tasha K tonight. So this is exactly what we did, all right? We went live, did a morning show. We did some restreams. It got over 1,000 views, heading over to 100,000 eventually. Paul is going to get 100,000? How are we doing? Is it over 100,000? It's almost there. Okay, we about what? Paul, we about 80,000 views away from 100,000, Paul? About 80,000? All right. About 80,000 views away of 100,000. So y'all just got to watch, okay? Definitely, definitely watch it. We thank y'all so very much for your support, all right? And I just thank you to the supporters that's here, man. If you don't know what show you are listening to, let me remind you.
Exclusive. That's right. Bringing you the best in politics and celebrity gossip. This is the Wiley Show.
Y'all need to listen to that, okay?
Don't go. Keep it going.
Yeah, Paul. I think we're almost there. And I might do a special station here show on Monday night. I might play the ad.
Yes. Have you heard? The Wiley Show is expanding and will now be on Station Head every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's right. Download Station Head today. You won't, because you don't want to miss Wiley being raw and unfiltered. The Wiley Show, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Station Head.
Let's do it, yo.
Then it's over.
Yes. And for all the people, Paul, I do want to address this, Paul. I get people that say, why are you playing our Armand's music? That's not his music. That is free royalty music that we use on YouTube. It is free royalty music that you can use on YouTube, just like many other YouTubers use free royalty music on YouTube, okay? Also, too, we're looking for songwriters. I do want to get in the studio. So if you are a songwriter, we look for songwriters, email me at Wiley. Okay, let me put my email address on here. If we have any songwriters, if you know how to write a spiritual song, it could be a nice song, not too nasty, okay, because I'm a gospel head. All right, give me a second. And you can email me at WileyShow@gmail.com. We're looking for songwriters so I can get into studio, all right, definitely for that. We definitely got to get into the studio for that. So that's to be a WileyShow@gmail.com. We're looking for writers. If you're in that way, we're definitely looking for writers, and you will be paid to write us a record. And we want to get into the a studio. I don't want to be a gospel rapper. No, I'm a singer, Chelsea. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm a singer. So we're looking for songwriters and producers. My email address is wileyshow@gmail.com, wileyshow@gmail.com, wileyshow@gmail.com. We're looking for writers and stuff like that. Definitely Wiley was songwriters. He was an organ player. Click. Oh, man. So, yeah, we're definitely paying for songwriters. So let me hear a little do. No. Oh man, I ain't gonna do that. I'm tired. I write songs by the more for real. Been writing since 9. Okay, send me a DM. Write me something. Let me see how it goes. And we can definitely work on some stuff. We'll talk about the pay in the email. We ain't gonna talk about that now. Wiley, this ain't in the budget. Stop promising them producers with the lies. No, we definitely need a producer and we need a songwriter, all right? All right, OG Wiley, the guy. OG Wiley on the Gospel 102. Oh, man. I'll send you 100. Okay, send it. Get up to do the song. Okay. These people, y'all is something else in this chat. Oh, man. Man, we want to appreciate and thank everybody that was sending the $11.11. Thank y'all so very much for sending $11.11. I can't wait to show y'all the computer whenever it gets here that I have. I'm definitely going to see y'all the computer. Then I got to give me a white table, so I'm thinking about getting a desk, but I don't know how to. I just get stuff from Walmart. I got a nice white table from Walmart, and so I'm going to just keep the white table from Walmart and get another white table from Walmart because I got this 4K camera. Then I'm purchasing, and then I need to purchase me another 4K camera because I want to do like multiple shots and stuff like that. But yeah, thank y'all so very much. Thank y'all so very much. Shout out to Chelsea. She's in the chat. I don't know if she's, is you a songwriter, Chelsea? Let me know if you're a songwriter. Lovely T is cool, but she's boring. Sasuke is clearly much more entertaining, period. That was a comment in the chat. I think Lovely T is very entertaining. I think she needs to spice it up some. You know what I'm saying? She always not feeling too good, and she always complaining that she got to take a Percocet and all that type of stuff. So I just hope everything is well and stuff like that. That's one thing about Tasha. Even though she have a, she go through her allergies, she still push through the show, and she do the content. She push through, and she come and do the content. Name one show that Lovely T is entertained. You are okay. Well, she did a show. I'm trying to remember because it was so many. She did a show, and she entertained me on the show. Paul, can you help me? I was watching an episode, and she was talking about what was going on in Minneapolis when the whole thing that happened to George Floyd. She was so upset about that, and then she put boots on the ground. Also, too, that really was like entertainment when she talked about the Rona and talked about how we was running out of hand sanitizer, how we was running out of masks. She talked about that even before the news talked about it. So I'm like, oh, my God. And people didn't give Lovely T her credit about that, Chelsea. She actually talked about that. Yeah, she talked about, she put boots on the ground. She was interviewing people about George Floyd. And so she was bringing the clicks and views to that, and really was one of the YouTubers that put boots on the ground. So that was entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I gave her a lot of clicks and views. And when she covered the whole the Rona and about running out of mass hand sanitizer, she was giving you stuff that was going on in Wuhan before the public from CNN actually. Thank you, Paul. Paul, what was that, Paul? Can you pass one of them, though? Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you. Like, yeah, she was talking about Wuhan, and that she did it before the public. Yeah. So she produced all of that. Thank you, Paul. So, yeah. So that's what happened, and yeah, she was definitely there. And thank you, Paul. Why y'all get laughing at Paul? Paul, they laughing at you. I have a question. But if there was a birthday or something, it's my attention to, I don't know. Okay. They said next. Matthew, Mark, and Luke would be in the other room. So you're like, I like Lovely T. I do. I'm just giving my attention. I do want to thank you so very much. Thank you so much to Paul. He had brought me in some coffee. I thank you so very much for that, Paul, today, and some tea. So, yeah, thank y'all so very much. Are you Charlotte Cushy? Lovely T, take president like you take Cyclans. Yeah, that's true. I'm about to take Mavs right now. That is so true. That is so true. I take Cyclans. I actually, Paul, can you pass me my bottle? I definitely need to take, and definitely need to take Mavs. Come and take me a hot shower. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you. Woo! Yes. All right. Do we need another call to call in? Because I need a good sleep. Because, you know, I was tired. Like, listen. Like, I don't, like, my leg was hurting so bad today. You know, I'm trying to work. Because I got stuff to, you know, pay for. I'm getting a new computer, getting new lights and stuff. And so I like to have multiple streams of income, and I miss working. And then when I was working today, I mean, people was like, oh, my gosh. You gained so much weight. Oh, my gosh. But it was one person I talked to. He said, are you working out in the gym? I'm like, yeah. I'm working out 3 times a week. But I was talking to a guy. He was like, man, just when you go to the gym, hit some weight. Just turn all that to muscle. So I've been doing that, and then I'm working, and then I'm doing a show. Thank you, Paul. I'm definitely doing a show, entertaining you all. Even though I worked 8 hours, I'm still coming back and doing a show. I didn't take no days off. Just really, really doing a show. Boom, 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 doing a show. Give me y'all episodes and stuff like that. And give me y'all smaller clips. And I definitely want to thank Chelsea. She gave me some amazing ideas. I'm not going to share it, but she gave me some amazing ideas. She's just an amazing woman. You know, God will send you somebody that can help you out. And she just gave me some, wow, I don't want to tear up, some amazing ideas. And I do personally want to thank her. And then once I do them ideas, she told me, she going to be like, Wiley was listening. So I thank her so very much. Did Paul replace Karen? You know, me and Karen on bad terms, you know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't like some things that was going on with me and Karen. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? We was at a restaurant. And a sister kind of like looked at me when I was with Karen. Karen got upset about it. So we kind of broke up right now. But Paul is one of my, oh my gosh, I don't want to tear up because I do miss Karen a little bit because I miss her. Karen used to make the best scrambled eggs. She used to put the little cheese, right, Paul? And she used to make the toast, the butter toast. And she would make some potato. Like she would chop the potatoes up. And that was just amazing. Yeah, I do miss her. But she's definitely in here. I'm not going to send me somebody as a reward. I already got a man. I need more money for vacation. Oh, man. I was just about to say this. Oh, y'all can't see Paul. You know what? He's not camera ready. Oh, Lord. What's cooking for you, Paul? Yes. Here she was cooking by the staff. Oh, no, you get the force of Karen already. Oh, man. Let's go to the fall lines. 1-881, caller, you're there.
Hey, Wiley, this is Ebony Man 2K again.
Uh-huh.
I'm just letting you know I'm going to do a video on you tomorrow to break down.
You can do your video. Go right in. We have plenty of people that do videos on the Wiley Show. That's be funny, but did my girl get arrested? No, she didn't get arrested. She's good. She's good. It looked like she just got out of prison. I thought he was going to apologize. Karen needs to call me and clear up. Good day. I want to tell you, ask for a bank in. It's time to, I want to divorce you right now. He is self-promoted. Oh, my gosh. You know, people do it all the time of what they do. You know what I'm saying? So the call is cloud chasing. Yeah, they cloud chasing. But you know what? I can say this. Out of all the friends and people that I know that do YouTube, I have never clout chase on a YouTube channel. Never on a Maya Wiggins channel. I never clout chase on Tasha K channel. I rarely, really go over there. Never clout chase on Storm Monroe's channel. Even when I was cool with Lovely T, I never clout chase on Lovely T. Never done it. Never went on their channel and say, hey, to the Wiley Show. Storm Monroe unblocked me, and I never came into his chat because I don't want people to think that I'm coming over there to get subscribers. You know, I'm a fan. I don't have to be in a chat to be a fan. So I've never done it. I think YouTubers think they have to clout chase to get it, but your talent will speak for yourself. Like, we built our channel just off our talent alone. Thank you, Paul. Thank you to Samantha. Thank you to Pookie Nim. For y'all work, for giving me a title today, and we definitely talking about it. And while you're friend, and y'all cool kids, you stay. No, I'm just saying, hey, these are people that I don't clout chase on. We gotta have to do, yeah. So I'm just what I'm saying. I'm just being honest. You know, I never done that. You know, I never call into Tasha's show and say, "Hey, Tasha, I'm Wiley. How you doing? My talent speaks for itself. I don't clout chase. You aren't a clout chaser. You like to troll when ready, but clout chasing, nah, I'm not a clout chaser." So that's something that people cannot say about me. You don't see me going to people's parties and Thanksgiving. You see me in the pictures. You rarely see the Wiley show. So that's something that you have to understand about me, because I don't want people to say, "Oh, he's a clout chaser." I just do my lives. I do my videos, break stories when we can. And that's what we do on the Wiley show. I personally can say that. You know, when people came into the show and they said, "Hey, Wiley, when you going live?" I always tell people to tune into the Wiley show. It's going to be amazing. And I'm very unbiased, you know what I'm saying? And I don't always agree with online with Tasha K. I doesn't. And so when new people call in, it amazes me when new people call in and they say, "Oh, you this about Tasha K." No, this is your first time listening to Tasha K. Wiley is super talented and natural. I think you have an amazing spirit. Thank you. You hit the big time. They see you big and growing, so they see you in that way. That's a good thing. I love it when you just listen and hang up. Yes. Just in case the next time I'll call it, I will be okay. Wiley, is Carry On in Texas yet? Is there still no bond? There's still no bond. He'd have his next court date in California on the 21st, Dr. Larry Reed, I think he's declining to bail him out because he said, if we bail him out, how do we know if he's going to show up to court? Because apparently they must have got a phone call from Kirk Franklin. We broke that exclusive that Kirk Franklin don't want them involved in this situation. So Dr. Larry Reed went live and he said, "Hey, if I put this money down, what if he don't show up to court? Then we are responsible for that money. That money is down the drain." But I'm like, "But why would you put it out there that you would bail him out of jail?" You know what I'm saying? And so when I put that out there publicly, it's a problem. So, yeah. So we're just being funny. I mean, being real with y'all about the situation. And it's because, yeah, I'm just being funny. Well, we thank y'all so very much. I'm not going to hold y'all. I had to get myself together. I'm going to try to do a morning show, you guys. If y'all hit me up and say do a morning show, I don't know what we're going to talk about because we talked about everything. But we'll try to get the morning show in there. We will definitely try to get a morning show in there. 4599? Hello? Yes, who this?
Oh, we on now.
You live.
Oh, hey, Wiley.
Hey.
Oh, I'm on here with my mom. It's me and my mom. We watch your show all the time.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Oh, my God, that's great.
Yes.
That's
great. You're so honest. You're so honest and so bright. It's just amazing how authentic you are as well.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's look forward to more people like that in the world, Wiley. That's nice that you do. It's pretty amazing you coming out here on YouTube. That's great.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks. Bye. Have a good night.
Bye. Oh, mama and daughter watching the Wiley show. That's amazing. It's amazing. Thank you, producers. Thank you so very much. We want you to preach an Easter service. Preach an Easter service. Does Wiley work a full-time job? No way. I hope he worked per diem or part-time because he's very present on YouTube. Well, I work, per them or what they call it. I call it PRN. You know, I pick up hours, you know what I'm saying? I got a trip coming up, Las Vegas. Then I'm planning on going to New York. Then I'm planning on going to Atlanta. And I want to spend a good week in Atlanta. I'm going to get an Airbnb. Spend a good week in Atlanta. So I'm planning trips. So I want to have multiple streams of income. So I'm picking up hours and stuff like that. Even though I'm tired, but I love YouTube. I love it. And I wanted to get out of the house. I got tired of just being in the house eating. You know what I'm saying? Getting out of the house and stuff like that. So that's just so amazing. So I'm just doing that. Work when necessary and stuff like that. Absolutely. Thank you. Will you dress as Easter Bunny? No, I don't believe in dressing as Easter Bunny. Wiley, would you accept being on Cardi's payroll if she offers you money, connections, and be real, absolutely. If she put me on the payroll for about $2 million, $2 million a year, absolutely. Yes, I'll be on Cardi B payroll if she offered. Yes, of course. What? What? If she offered me $2 million a year, of course I'll be on her payroll. What? $2 million a year. Absolutely. I'm putting it in the atmosphere. You ask the question, I answer it. I don't know why she paid Lovely T. Y'all messy. Y'all messy. Thank y'all so very much. Oh, man. Would you be upset with Tusker if you was over there? No, I would still support Tasha. You know what I'm saying? And because that $2 million, I'm going to invest in my platform. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely going to still defend Tasha. I love her. I love her. I love her. I love her. I get teared up. Paul, can you pass me a Kleenex, please? I get teared up when you talk about Tasha because she's so amazing. Even when you talk about, you know, all the people, Jasmine, Chelsea, all of them, I love them. Yeah, I love them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Thank you so much, Paul. Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Paul. Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Oh man, y'all is something else, right? The character. Oh man. Yeah, the struggle period was wild. Watch your eyes and blow your nose. Oh, okay. Well, we thank y'all so very much for y'all's support. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Anonymous, you're live on air. Hello.
Hello, Wiley. I call you so you can stop talking to imaginary people.
Okay.
Yeah, I called in because I saw you was talking about this guy called the Nature Boy, right?
Uh-huh.
So I heard of him. Yeah, I heard of him before, but when they said he got arrested, I went to look back and see what he was arrested for. So I started watching videos. Wiley, what a crazy man. First of all, I don't get it how it was just so crazy, Wiley. Like, I don't even know how to explain what I saw because this man should have been locked up a long time ago. First of all, those look like underage girls, first of all. So I'm going to say allegedly. He had them and the men in there rubbing him down with oil. Why? I thought I was watching something in the movie. I was like, and then they call him God. He'd be like, oh, God. And I was like, well, hold up. And then the person in the video said, we believe in nature, and we believe in nudity. So that he walks around naked, and he was playing this song from India,
I am not my hair. Wiley, he was playing that song, right? And the girls in there looking crazy. So they look like they want to burst out in tears, but they smiling. It's like a fake smile. And I'm like, oh, my God, look at these children who are so lost. And how did the neighbors, you know, saw this mess and did not call the police a long time ago? And Wiley, I saw a video where they jumped the girl, one of the girls who left. He got mad, Wiley, because she broke the mirror in the driveway. So he was like, oh, the neighbors, and the girl just started, like, acting out. She was yelling, and he was like, you're going to disturb the neighbors. And then the neighbors come out, and they try to tell the neighbors, oh, nothing's going on, and they jumped her, Wiley. He needs to be, well, he's in jail, and he does not need to get out ever. They need to investigate these other members of this group because, obviously, they're going to continue this mess on. And I'm surprised, Wiley, YouTube sat there and let that those videos played, and it did not shut it down. So, you know, we have to start charging these social media networks, call them to court too, because how do you not, you know, shut this down a long time ago? They said that him, he was doing this for years, and they just caught it. So, Miley, I'm just disgusted, you know, with YouTube and these other social media outlet. That guy right there on that screen, Wiley, he does not need to get out of jail. He, you know, is abusive, and, you know, they should, yes, Wiley, they should, you know, lock him up. And those girls need to go back home to your parents. Go back home to your parents and, you know, get some guidance, because following that man and rubbing him down with oil and while he's walking around naked, you know, with the men in there too, Wiley, that's just insane. So, yeah, I thought I'd call in and talk about him for a second. But, yeah, good night, Wiley. I just got in, so I'm going to go ahead and go to bed. It's 3 o'clock over here in Florida, so we're going to go to bed, Wiley. Good night. All right.
Good night. Thank you so very much. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Wiley, all right. Thank you so very much for calling in. Thank you all so very much, people. We will see y'all in the next live. Leave us. Oh, we got two more callers. Hold on. We still here. 0096.
Hey, how you doing, Wiley?
Hey.
Okay, this is what I wanted to say. In regards to Tasha K getting 1 million subscribers before Levy T, for one, only reason why she got 1 million subscribers is because, for one, she don't block nobody. Second of all, everybody knows that Levy T blocks any and everybody that sit up there and don't sit up there and do what she wants them to do, or not even do what she wants them to do, but in regards to being disrespectful or anything. Like, she got you blocked. You know what I'm saying? So that is the reason why 1 million subscribers versus Levy T having 1 million subscribers. On top of that, she got 1 million subscribers off of, like, a false narrative. You get what I'm saying? Like, Tasha K is infamous. She's not famous. She's never going to get a TV deal. She's never going to get any of that. And I just don't understand, for you, as you being a blogger yourself, I don't even understand what is it that I don't even believe that you believe things that she says. I really don't. I do not believe that you really believe what Tasha K says. Like, for a prime example, right? Like, I listened to your live or whatever that you did in regards to her going to jail, and you was like, Hollywood on lock, Armand, they sit there and lied, and they put out false statements, but it was something that Chelsea and herself and her camp put out, and then with people reporting on it, they want to say, oh, shaking my head is a lie. But you the one to put it out. So which one? Like you choose a side. Like,
well, again, Hollywood Unlocked, if you try to follow their account, Instagram say you're following something that's fake news. You know, that's what Instagram.
What I'm talking about with what Tasha K put out.
You remember you always say
that she had hundreds of 300 people employed.
Yes, but you do know Tasha K is an amazing actor. You do know that she's an actress. You do know that.
I don't know about her being a what movie she acted in.
She definitely have her
credit.
She don't
do no skits. She does skits on her show.
She did a project with BET. But it was really, really amazing.
That was a project.
She did the.
Why are you so up her? You are on the wrong side of the fence. Why are you like that about her? When you went to Atlanta, she still never invited you to her home. She never let you come to her home.
Excuse me. I'm going to go back to Atlanta. And I'll be sitting
at home. But she wasn't in her home. She didn't let you come to her home.
I was really busy. I was really, really busy. I was at a comedy show when I was in Atlanta. It wasn't really a trip.
You was at a comedy show, and she made her baby was sick.
But she said her baby was sick, and you couldn't come.
So you can make all the excuses in the world.
We will be back in Atlanta.
I know.
In a beautiful Airbnb. We'll be there.
It doesn't matter about my Airbnb. That does not impress me. We definitely will link up.
But that's your opinion, ma'am. Anything else
that,
you want
well, to say? Well, why do you watch Tasha K
and you get upset? I'm not understanding.
I don't watch Tasha K. I don't watch Tasha K. Why do you call into a show
that's talking about Tasha K? Why not annoy this particular episode? You don't call in on any other episode.
Are you crazy?
You don't call on any other episode, man.
Okay, let's say this. You got a point. But don't you want your people's opinion?
You've been on here for 10 years. You only call in when Tasha K is in the title. So make that make sense.
No, I call in when I feel like it's complete BS. I feel like you hate on our mind.
I don't hate on that, brother.
You're very jealous. You're jealous.
Well, brother.
And he laughs at you. You are a capital.
Okay, I have to get to another caller because you upset and angry over Tasha K, but yet you call in on a Tasha K topic. I'm not understanding. 989867 caller, you're on the air.
Wally, this is the voice of New York. That other caller, she's a fan of Tasha K. She is running you down over Tasha K and her not liking her. If you don't like Tasha K, why are you giving Wally your viewpoint on Tasha K? And you were able to very much in sequential order explain everything Tasha K does. So that means you watching it, you are in the bushes watching Tasha K from afar. First of all, when it comes to Lovely T made two point five videos, and she have 950,000 subscribers. Tasha K only have 943 videos and is at 1 million subscribers. However she get her subscriber count, that's how she got her subscriber count. Why don't people take a play out of Tasha K's book in order to get those million subscribers up? No one comes at the Shade Room. No one comes at other people on Instagram who actually buy subscription in order to get followed. Or that little stupid thing that Cardi B put on her IG. Oh, follow this group, and if you follow them, follow all their followers for you to get a thing. Like, come on. Tasha K, although she did some stuff that journalists do or bloggers do, she decided to go ahead and utilize her platform to get people love the mess. If you didn't love the mess, you wouldn't have other YouTubers talking about the whole Tasha K. I Google Tasha K and YouTube, all I see is other people talking about her. I Google what Wiley talked about Jason Lee and Armand. I see people making videos on what Wiley made. So let's not act like YouTubers don't eat off of Tasha K and what she has to produce. Not taking shade or no Lovely T is an amazing person. If you like her commentary, I follow her. I love what she's about. She has a different swag, a different way of projecting to the news. I just don't like when she read all the subscription comments. I'm like, the lives be a little bit too long for me. But besides that, I love her direct commentary, and I love her laid back demeanor. Compared to Tasha K, Tasha K is more like, you know, she's more alert. She's more there, and she just gives you what you need. You know what I'm saying? With a slash of Wally. And Wally, why is she coming at you defending Tasha K? Like, why? What's up with this? She's out there like she's a big hater. Like, I want to know, what is that call a subscriber account? What is that call a subscriber account? Does she got a YouTube? Like, how you arguing over people on YouTube? Like, think of it like YouTube. Like, relax. Like, chill out. Just listen and just podcast. That's all. What you were saying, Wally? You want to say something?
I'm saying this, when we talk about Tasha, you get all these people that don't like, you get new callers that's calling in. So that would tell you that Tasha K reach is so amazing. So if you say, hey, I don't like Tasha K at all, you won't cover Tasha K.
Exactly. You know what? It keeps people going, right? Like, there's people, like, it's kind of like Tasha K has people who love her, people who hate her, people who's indifferent. Okay? Whatever happened with she and Cardi B, is Cardi B greasing your palms? No, she's not. She's not. Why do you care what there are millions of bloggers that did worse than what Tasha K did. Worse than what she did. But y'all making a big hoopla over Tasha K. You know why? Because Cardi B decided to stand up to make a whole, like, you know, to make her an example. And I feel like she wouldn't have gone at her if it was a Jason Lee. She went at her specifically because Tasha K is, like, you know, she's very who she is, right? She's very, you know, I don't want to say loud. She's very, she's not confrontational. She stands 10 toes down. That's my sister in the background. She stands 10 toes down what she says, and she's unapologetic of how she does it. I love her demeanor. I feel like she gives me what I need. But I'm glad that you always, you know, cake for her. And why she got to talk about, oh, Tasha K didn't let you come to Atlanta? So? Who cares? That doesn't mean she's not gonna let you come to Atlanta the other day. Why the call is clocking you, Wally? She need a clock and give you some money. If you're clocking Wally like that, send him some money in down below in the super chat and support Wally channel. Okay, I was up 2 o'clock in the morning. Another thing, sister conservative. I don't know where you are, but I know you're not in Tampa because I'm in New York right now. And New York and Tampa got the same time zone. So if it's 3 p.m., where are you at? Either your clock is a forehead or something like that. But you're not, definitely not in Florida. So stop lying to the people, them. You're not in Florida. Saying she's 3 o'clock in the morning. And we're like, wait, what? Why didn't you call her out? You know she can't be in Florida at 3 o'clock. Where she at?
Well, I let her talk. I'm not in Florida. I'm in Texas, and it's about 1 o'clock here. All right.
Exactly. So we're ahead of you. And she said that means, like, you know, wait, like, what time zone you are in? Like, what?
Right.
But you know, conservatives have their own little time thing. Everything to them is like very off anyway. So I am not surprised that she got that time stuff right. They're kind of like archaic in their mind view and ideology. But yeah, thank you so much, Wally. I thought this was like a replay because I didn't expect you to be up this late since you just came live not too well ago. So I'm like, I thought you was catfishing me, like the last live, replay.
I know the last two, but the morning show we did alive, and this is alive. And so I'm so glad you called in. Thank you so very much, Voice of New York.
Okay, bye, Wally.
Thank you, say hello.
Bye.
Okay, we got a lot of callers in here. We're going to take these last four, then I got to go and do my close remarks. 3394.
Hey, Wally.
Hey.
Wally, I want to say I agree with the last caller with her.
Can you speak into the phone? You sound so far away.
I agree with the last caller. Why is she clocking you so hard about Tasha K?
I don't know. Now you have to talk to her about that.
No, I don't want to talk to her, Wally. I told you before, Wally, I appreciate the fact that she's staying up for Tasha K, and why are they mad at you that you have a genuine love and admiration for this black queen? Why are they mad about that?
I think they mad because they say is that their save is not at a million. And I'm just doing a video about it. So
it's jealousy. It's jealousy.
I don't say that.
It's jealousy. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, okay. That's your word. I'm going to just say they're just giving their thoughts and opinions. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh, go ahead to the last point. Go ahead. Hello? All right. 9152.
Hey, Wally. How are you tonight? I agree with the last two callers. Like, this is your show. You do what you want to do. It's your commentary. You can say what you want to say. If they don't like it, then you start their own YouTube channel or just clock off. Like, the way these people are just, like, going in and so angry. Why are they so invested into something that is just entertainment? It's just, like, really cracks me up. I agree with the last caller and the caller before that. Like, why do they jock so bad? Why are they so angry? Like, it's personal to them. Like, this is crazy. Like, this is exactly real. Like, they mad. Like, they big mad because this lady made another million, you know, subscribers. Okay, congratulate her. Take a book from her page. You know what I'm saying? To grow your channel. Okay, learn something instead of being so angry and so jealous and just trying to take down another black woman who's showing y'all the way to make it in these YouTube streets. Like, these people are just, I don't know. You know, mental health is really serious. Like, for some people, you know, I don't know, but it's cracking me up. You have a wonderful night, Riley.
All right, you too. Shout out to Storm Moreau in the chat. I don't know if Storm want to come on. Thank you, Storm, so much for coming through. I don't know if you want to come in. I was going to call her, but I didn't want to interrupt her. 0096, caller, you're on air.
Mm-hmm. Bel-Air.
Welcome to the Wiley Show.
Hello?
Welcome.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, this is the caller that we had called in before. For one, I am not trying to, like, go down your throat about Natasha K.
Oh, okay, you already called in. You already called in, sister. I'm going to get somebody else. Anonymous, you live on the air.
My clock still saying 3 o'clock, New York. So don't tell me what time it is in Florida. My clock say 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock on your phone. Say 2 a.m. My phone say 2 a.m. too, but it's 3 o'clock on the clock in my room. See, that's what's wrong with New York people. Y'all always up in people's business in the South. So go ahead on with that. I am in Florida, and I'm from Florida. Miami, M-I-A. We're going to take it to the house. Good night, Wiley.
Good night. Oh, man. Thank y'all so much. Man, love everything. Love, peace, happiness, peace. Y'all be blessed, okay? I can't believe it. Call back in, call. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, how we doing with the thumbs up? Is y'all liking the video? Thank y'all so very much. Shout out to the subscribers. Man, how are we doing with the thumbs up? It's late in Atlanta, y'all. Yes, it is. I'm about to go to bed too, Storm. I'm about to go to bed, and I'm going to bed because that medicine is kicking in. It's kicking in. It has kicked in. Yeah. Last caller. The number... Call in. The number is 646-716-8447. All right. Give me a number. Yeah, I'm about to go to bed. Paul, could you get my bed ready, please? Thank you so very much, Paul. Thank you so very much. I'm about to go take me a hot shower, and I'm going to bed. No, to Storm Moreau, since he's here, some allegations that Tasha K were saying about Storm that she... gave, hold on 1 second, some allegations that she the one that gave him the therapist number because he wanted to end somebody's life. So she referred him to her therapist. Then she talked about his mom and dad, and she sent a text and then claimed that Stormer sent a text with apologizing, but Tasha K said she can't forgive him. She feels like it was for clicks and views. She said he wasn't genuine. She was okay. All right, so that's what she said. So I don't know if you're gonna respond to that and talk about that, but that's what was said. 9867, you're back on air.
Sorry, Wally, this is with me. I had to call back in because of Sister Conservative. First of all, I just want to say this. We all know that Floridians or Florida people, it's a backward state, right? This is why every day, most of the time, Charlamagne the God gives people from Florida the donkey of the day. As we can tell, they don't know right from right and right from left. And we could tell that the school system failed them. That's why they have their clock at 3 o'clock. Because I don't know what you mean the clock in her house.
Oh, hold on one second. I hear that. But also, too, that I'm hearing from a source that he called Chelsea and not Tasha. He had called Chelsea. So we are getting these updated reports. Go ahead.
Who called Chelsea?
That Stormer Rowe called Chelsea, apologized to Tasha K. So we are getting this updated information regarding this situation. So if you didn't watch the full live, which you know, I highly suggest you should watch the full live.
I just want to confirm, Wally. Wasn't Chelsea having relations with Vaughn, who was having a relationship with Storm Monroe? Weren't they having like a menage a trois or some type of
Rule? No, Chelsea had an entanglement with Vaughn, and that was Storm. Storm was just the landlord with Chelsea and Vaughn were early at, but we're not going to go down that rabbit hole.
Okay. I thought Chelsea was getting money. She was calling out Jason Lee and Armani your last live, and she's doing all this. I thought she got bread. She was like, why is Armand Wiggins not wearing – he's wearing Asamir Murray hat. He can't afford the jeans, but she's catching. I'm confused. What's going on?
That's your thoughts and opinions. We thank you so very much for giving your thoughts and your opinions.
No problem.
Thank you.
I heard you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. But Chelsea said this, I been had bread. So she is in the chat as well. Well, we definitely don't want to go down that rabbit hole. That was like so draining to the point. I was like, oh my gosh. Like it was so lit. And that storyline, like, it's a good live, y'all. We don't want nobody, because we can't turn this, because I'm going to be sleeping on the live if y'all just go at it. I will be knocked out sleep, though, okay? It was a good live. Thank y'all so very much. Stormer Rowe said, the lies. So he is in the chat. I was going to call Thorne, but I typically don't want to get him in no mess or talk to him about mess. But we definitely invite – he's always have an open invitation to our show to talk. But he did decline – he did say the lies. So he's assuming that everything that Tasha K said about him is a lie. So that's just what he is saying. So hopefully one day when I get to Atlanta and I get into that Airbnb that I can come and be like, Yella Vendette, and bring Tasha and Storm together to reconcile their differences. So we may do that. Producers, I will keep y'all updated about that. We may have to go to Atlanta, get into a beautiful Airbnb, and bring Storm and Tasha K together and have them to talk and have that conversation. So we're definitely going to do that. They say, gets himself his own mess. Anytime Tasha name is mentioned, two or more times he appears. It's content. Breaking news, Thor makes a statement. Yeah, this is breaking news. He said lies. It's mad weird for someone who needed a 6-month break. Bye. Oh, no. No, Chelsea, no. What is going on? Y'all ain't gonna try to let me get no sleep. Don't let me have to run to the store and get me a and give me a Red Bull. Oh man. Okay, okay, there will not be a conversation between Tasha K and Storm. That will not happen. All right. When is he going to start his hiatus? Chelsea and Storm need to talk. Make him some peanut. Oh, wait a minute. We live. Hello. Did you want to call in? Okay. Uh huh. No, they can't hear you now. Uh-huh. No, we're not going to go backwards. We definitely not going to go backwards. Oh, no, you don't want to do that. No, you don't want to do that at all. Uh-uh. Oh, no, it's going to be okay. Don't let it get to you and get back into the stuff. All right, bye-bye. All right. Yeah, so I just want to thank you. That was my sister. I'm getting ready. She's about to graduate and get her bachelor's degree. So we're talking about that. She's nervous. She's getting her bachelor's degree in criminal justice. So shout out to my sister. I called and she called me back. I'm like, oh, is everything okay? Like, I'm muting the phone. So that's just amazing. So shout out to my sister for getting her bachelor's in criminal justice. Yeah, so. How y'all know that one of my sisters is getting her bachelor's? Stop it. Oh, my sister, she's getting her bachelor's. You see this, Paul? You see? Oh, man, let's go. This is the last caller. 7318, and then we're done. 7318.
Hi.
Welcome to the Wiley Show.
Thanks. It's my first time calling in, and I'm catching the end of the live, so that kind of sucks, but I can't wait to watch the replay.
Okay.
But Chelsea is annoying as hell. I don't know why she keeps popping up, but it gets me every time. But other than that, great job on the shows. I can't wait to watch, and it's great calling in.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. You know, you get people to make their opinions and stuff like that. They drag me for Phil every day. Somebody said they're going to drag me today. So it just comes to territory. Thank you all so very much. I want to give a special congratulations to my sister for graduating with her bachelor's degree. I do want to say thank you to my sister for graduating with her bachelor's. All right. Thank you all so very much for tuning in. This live was about 2 hours long. Oh, man. So y'all know y'all not getting no more than y'all. Oh man, period. Don't she have her own YouTube? Okay, all right, here we go. See y'all so much. Thank y'all so very much. We're down for the day. This was fun. This was so fun. All right, thank y'all so very much. This is a little loud. Make sure y'all thumbs up the video though. Thumbs up before we go. Thumbs up. She graduated from, where did she graduate from? University of Chicago. Yeah, she graduated from University of Chicago because she was at Malcolm X College because she went to community college. Then she went to University of Chicago. Yeah, that's what she graduated from. Yeah, the university. Yeah, Paul, was it the University of Chicago? Yeah, I think it was the University of Chicago. I think that's where she graduated from, the University of Chicago. Yeah. Yeah. So I really, you know, it's just so busy, got the show, got all that, you know, being so busy and all that. So, yeah, I think it was like, the University of Chicago. Six, six, seven, nine.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey. Okay, I was just about to end it. Go ahead.
I just had a question. I don't know if you were in the live with Tasha K when she was talking about, you know, the storm and stuff like that. I wanted to know your feelings about it, far as how she, you know, I don't want to say she regret, but as she was speaking, how she speak, do you feel like, you know, you should have gotten a spot or, which, you know, how do you feel about that?
I really can't speak about it because I like Storm and I like Tasha. And until I watch the full live for myself, I'll do a full breakdown. But I will tell you this, people come and people go, friendships end. You know, a lot of friendships do end. And we wish them both the best, honestly. Storm comes on the show, Tasha, wish them both the best. They're both two talented individuals. But I will make a statement tomorrow because I'll be able to watch it and take my notes because I was just getting all the information from other parties that was watching it. But I will do a, if it's still up, hopefully it's still up, Tasha, that I can do a full breakdown about what was said.
Okay, and my last question is if things can't get resolved between them two, because in my opinion, I do think they should go separate ways. But if it doesn't go, you know, well, and they can, you know, get their friendship back and at least a working friendship back, do you feel like you have to choose or you're picking sides or how do you?
No,
No,
I don't have to pick and choose because there's so many other topics and, you know, the midterm election is coming up. So, no, I don't have to pick and choose at all. I think you could be cool with both, you know what I'm saying, because their issue is not my issue. I don't get involved with that. I didn't really even cover that, honestly, about their fallout and really dive into it like that. But I think both of them are two talented people, and we love them both. I think they offer great content. And hopefully one day that they can pick up the phone call like Lee Daniels and Monique did, and they can talk. And, you know, and sometimes you can't be upset because one day they could be going back and forth, and then the next week or the next month or the next year, they could be that close. You know, you just never know how this business works.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and I'll be looking forward to hearing you after you watch the poll.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Ooh, let me end this, because this is getting too much. My sister calling me, graduated from Hale Washington College with a bachelor's.